Thanks for downloading this message from Pastor Mike's podcast. May God bless you as you listen.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran, and she went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. And then the disciples went back to their homes. Let's pray. Lord God, when Peter and John ran to the tomb, there was a sense of discovery. But John hung back and Peter was bold enough to go in and discover. Lord, we pray that you would give us hearts like Peter to boldly go into your word and into this message and discover the truth that you have revealed to us. That like Peter, we might rejoice at the message. In Christ we pray. Amen. Our reading today for the message comes from Romans 6. We had the theme verse before. This is a slightly larger section of that. Romans 6, verses 3 to 10. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Some time ago, I had the opportunity to talk to a young person about the story of Easter. Noah, probably about your age, I reckon he was. And we were talking about the events of Easter, and we're trying to think about what it felt like and what was this Easter season all about. And he was struggling particularly with a sense of sadness to do with the Easter story. When we talked about the fact that Easter was about the death of Jesus and a little bit about how Jesus died, he was feeling very upset. He said to me, "I don't want Jesus to die, Pastor Mike." I can understand that feeling. Any death is sad, isn't it? Just think when death has come close to you, when someone that you have loved has died, there's always a sense of sadness to do with that. But then you think about Jesus' death and the way in which he died, the suffering that he went through, the shameful way he was treated, and the sense of injustice about that, and man, that just seems so wrong. And I can understand that young boy's feeling, "I don't want Jesus to die." But of course, you know, there's more to the story than just his death. And so I was talking to this young man and saying, "Well, you know, the story continues. And that on Easter Sunday he came alive again. And you know that Jesus willingly went into death. He knew there was a bigger purpose. So it wasn't just a waste of time. He knew that something really great was happening. And I talked to him about the fact that Jesus' death meant life for those who believe in him. That here was a great way that God had made us friends with him again, had done away with everything that stood between us and God. You might remember if you were here on Friday, we had those little cards that were like the record of wrongs that stood between us and God. And the Bible verse for that day said that the record of wrongs that stood between us and God was dealt with on the cross. It was nailed there with Jesus and done away with. And that's good news, and that means that there's great things that come out of Easter. So I was trying to get this young man to understand the good news. His response was simple, "But I don't want Jesus to die." So I tried again a few times, "But I don't want Jesus to die." We talked around for a little while, and then this young man summed it up, I think, rather perfectly. He said, "Well, I don't want Jesus to die, but I do." And I think that's rather profound. That of course there's a sense of sadness with the death of Jesus. The death of a friend, the death of somebody who gives his life for you is a sad thing to remember. But also when we know what happened as a result of that, there's kind of this thing, but it's good that Jesus died. And in a strange way, we get to call that Friday Good Friday. In his own way, this little child was saying, "You know, the story still makes me sad, but at the same time I understand that there's something good." This mixture of sadness and happiness is getting right to the heart of what the Easter story is all about. At Easter, God was working to change the sadness of sin and death into the happiness of forgiveness and life. And we see that reflected around us today. If you were here on Friday, we had all sorts of black up the front, black cloths everywhere. That was the sadness side of it. We're thinking about the death of Jesus. But today it's much more lively, isn't it? I want to thank Kim for her work. She's prepared a beautiful display for us, and it's picking up this sense of life and a sense of water, the water of life flowing from the cross, flowing from the death of Jesus into our lives and bringing with it resurrection and good things. If you were outside this morning before the service, we were making wonderful splashes of colour using those water balloons filled with paint because we wanted to express something of the celebration of, and joy of Easter and of the way in which the resurrection of Jesus explodes into our world and brings peace and joy. It brings forgiveness from God, wonderful things, and life itself. All of that's reflected in the way things have changed around us, in our surroundings, but on a spiritual level, there's a more deep truth that's being expressed there. Put in a nutshell, that's what Easter is about. It's about life that comes out of death. And it's based on the news that Jesus rose again. But most importantly too, it's not just about Jesus rising again. It's also about the promise of new life for those who follow him. I'd like to read you a little bit again of that verse from Romans 6. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?" So it's like we went into the grave with him. We went into his death on Good Friday by baptism. We joined with that. And so we shared his death. "Don't you know that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life? If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." Now I want you to notice that that's a word of promise. It talks about something that's already happened, the death and resurrection of Jesus. But it talks about something that is happening and will happen, our joining with Jesus' death in baptism and the promise of life to come that comes through that baptism and through that death of Jesus. The flow of thought is straightforward. It says if we've been joined with Jesus, then what happened to Jesus will happen to us. And though he died, he will rise again. He rose again. Though we die, we will rise again. says that those who've been baptized have received this blessing. That's why I said to you guys, what a great day to be baptized. As this story is unfolding, this Easter story about the death of Jesus and his resurrection, you're baptized as a sign that you will share in that as well. What a wonderful promise, and a promise that is made to all those who believe and have been baptized in the name of Jesus. There's a pattern in this that I want you to notice. It's a pattern that goes from death to life. Now that is around the wrong way, in the way that we normally think. We talk about life and death situations. We think in terms of life moving through and coming to death. But in the way the Bible thinks, that's quite the wrong way around. It's from death to life. Jesus died and he rose again. His promise is that those who believe in him will die, and yes, they will rise again. They will share in his resurrection. And that's something that speaks very much into our experience as human beings. I know that there are some here who've been touched very much by the closeness of death in this last year. As a community, we experienced that very keenly with the death of Lily just a few short weeks ago. Death comes close to us. Maybe you've experienced it in your own body. You've been ill, been unwell. And maybe you've just felt old age coming closer as the body starts to slow down and wear out. It doesn't want to do the things that it could always do. We are very in touch with our mortality. But the Bible says the process is not life and then death and then nothing, but that we pass through death to life beyond. That promise is spoken to you. And it's a promise to grab hold of as death comes near. It's a promise to walk through life with. And as we face all sorts of challenges in life, it's a power from God that is there to help us and sustain us. It changes also the character of death. Death is never easy. I'm not going to pretend that that becomes simple. But the character of that death has changed. We can begin to say, like that young boy said, well, I don't want to die. But I do, because I know where that leads. I don't want to say goodbye, but I can, because God's promise gives me hope and strength to face that part of the journey. Because what happened at Easter, what happened to Jesus, makes a difference. I just want to close very quickly by linking that again back to baptism, because Romans 6 ties all these things together, life and death and baptism and resurrection, all woven in together. In some mysterious way, we are joined with Jesus in baptism, joined into his death, so that the promise of life might become ours. For James and for Taylor and for Noah, that's today. This event that's happening today is the moment when God shares this wonderful gift with you. For others of us, in my case, it was about 53 years ago. Maybe some of you can remember your baptism. Maybe for some of you, it's a little piece of paper that your mum and dad showed you that said you were baptized before you could even remember it. But that truth of that promise is there for you. You have been in baptism, united with Christ, joined with him in his death, and joined with him into the promise of resurrection and new life. Grab hold of that promise. Let that touch your heart. That's the message of Easter for you, that you are part of God's big story. Maybe you're not baptized. Trust in Jesus and come close to him. Baptism is an easy thing to organize and arrange. If you want to come into the family of God and want to take that step into Jesus' family, then I would love to help you do that. Feel free to talk to me about that after the service today. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this massive story that you have intertwined with human history. 2,000 years ago, you changed things forever when Jesus rose from the dead. And Lord, like a pebble falling into a pond, no part of this world has been untouched by that. Lord, may that ripple affect our hearts and our lives. May your promise come true in our hearts today. We pray especially as a community, just prayers of blessing over Noah and Taylor and James today. We rejoice with them at the gift they are receiving and of your promise to them. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message by Pastor Mike Forward of the Rockingham Mandurah Lutheran Parish. For information about our church and our service times, you can call the office on 9593 9545. God bless you.